Because we're going to pray against all these rebellions. And then we'll see how God wants me to preach some of this stuff in more detail later. But I think it'd be nice if we could all at least leave here who's really getting a hold of this, free from that spirit, perverting the way we see things, and also where we don't have any authority in the areas where we're supposed to govern. Okay, but false prophets were among the people, as also false teachers will be among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, denying the master. Okay, how do you know if what's being taught is a heresy? It denies the place of Christ. It's that simple. You can't say what I'm teaching is false. I'm not denying the place of Christ. I'm lifting up the place of Christ. I'm showing from the Word of God his proper place. So one way you can start being mature and not just going by everything that people go along with is saying, is Christ's place being denied? Because it says in 2 Peter, if his place is being denied, it's false teaching. And many will follow their destructive ways. Will a few people be deceived? No, many. By the way of truth will be evil spoken of. By covetousness with well-turned words, they will use you for gain. There you go, if you want to get your money. For whom judgment of old does not linger, and their destruction does not slumber. If God did not spare sinning angels, but delivered them to chains of darkness, thrust down into hell, having been kept to judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah the eighth, a herald of righteousness, bringing a flood on a world of ungodly ones, covering the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah with ashes, he condemned them with an overthrow, setting example to men intending to live ungodly. And he delivered righteous Lot, who had been oppressed by the behavior of the lawless in lustfulness. For the righteous one living among them day after day, in seeing and hearing his righteousness, soul was tormented with their lawless deed. But the Lord knows to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to keep the unjust for day of judgment being punished. Now listen, and most of all, those going after flesh in the lust of defilement, despising authority. And this one says, despising rulership. Darers, self-pleasing, they do not tremble at glories, speaking evil, where angels being greater in strength and power do not bring against them a reproach charged before the Lord. What this is saying is, because of false teaching that takes away the place of the Lord, many people are beginning to despise rulership. They're despising how God has really set this up. That's what he's saying here. And what God is saying, don't be part of that. Don't let where you've been hurt or God gives you revelation. Any revelation he's given you isn't for you, it's for the body of Christ. It's not to puff you up, make you feel superior. It's just because maybe you went through the fire early. Maybe you got desperate enough to only want to hear him. And God is saying, don't let rebellion get in your heart when you're hurt. There's another scripture, I won't read it today, but where Paul talks about that teacher, maybe I will real fast. See if I can find it. So I really want to pray for these, whatever it is, like five things we've done in a minute. And I wanted to give a scripture for each. 3 John 1. Okay, I wrote to the assembly, but he, this ruler, loving to be first, D-I-O-T-R-E-P-H-E-S, does not receive us. Because of this, if I come, I will recall his works, which he does, ranting against us with evil words. And not being satisfied with these, neither does he receive the brothers. And those intending it, he prevents and thrusts them out of the assembly. Okay, what he's saying here, if you read a different translation, he's basically saying, there's this person who's a leader in a church, and he prevents people from hearing from other leaders. And he doesn't even, and even says, teaching evangelists can't even get in there. And he talks bad about us. And he comes against our authority in Christ. And he says, beloved, do not imitate the bad, okay? What is he saying? There are going to be church leaders who have control issues. There are going to be church leaders who are going to be bad. And what he's saying here, don't rebel because some people don't do it right. Do not imitate them, but the good. The one doing good is of God. The one doing bad has not seen God. Okay, what he's saying here, wake up, church, just because they say they're a leader, just because somebody else might think they're a leader, what's the fruit? If they're controlling, if they encourage you to only hear them, if they don't let guest people who are anointed with authority from God minister, John calls them bad. And he says, don't imitate that. Don't follow that. He says, and look at the fruit. Look at the fruit of their ministry to see if it's of God or not. And that's basically how big a deal he made of it. There's going to be some messed up people. There's going to be some hurting people and some control issues. But if they're very exclusive and they come against those who have God's authority in their life, which we'll talk about that next week. It's awesome when we look at what real spiritual authority looks like. And that's what we'll probably do next week. All right. We are going to pray right now. And what I want to pray is if you have rebellion in your heart in any area. But I pointed out tonight the different governments that have purposely been set up for God for His glory. To equip a people, to mature people, to have a people who know God and do the things that God has for them to do. He's put into a government husband and wife to raise godly children so that they won't rebel, so they can find God and know God and be protected. He's put in authorities even in places with the government and where you work so that you can provide, so that you can have that influence. Do you see what I'm saying? And all of these God has ordained. He says so. He's ordained all of it. So when we rebel against any of it, we no longer can hear God's perfect will for our life in those areas. Okay? And if you've been hurt with any of this, you need to get out of your heart. You might not be able to really ever fit into the ministry God has for you. You might not ever really be able to come and submit yourself in a godly way to ministries that God has for you or the call on your life. Because you rebelled and you're always going to be out there doing your own thing. Now, I'm not talking, I hate this stuff, Lone Ranger. Paul was a Lone Ranger for a long time, out in the wilderness being changed by God. But there came a season when God said, you're going to listen to him, as radical as it is, and it's going to be a new move of God, and you're going to listen. And Paul wasn't out there being a Lone Ranger in rebellion. God was being obedient to God and having it face to face with Jesus and being changed. And he said, don't come against those who are casting out devils and that come against you. God's like, quit making this a club. Your little club. But there are people who have rebellion in their heart and they try to go on with the call on their life without dealing with rebellion to where they'll never have. They may still even be able to live for God. It may really be the Spirit of God. But they'll never really have the sphere of influence that he wants them to have because of that rebellion. That husband will never have that sphere of influence in that family if he's hurt and judged a parent. That child will never, who's been hurt, will never have the right sphere of influence when they grow up. Do you see what I'm saying? And what rebellion is saying, God, I don't like the way you set up these systems. And God's saying, wait a minute, the way I set it up is great. The way I set it up is fine. What you don't like is the way it's been perverted. And now you've taken rebellion in your heart against me. Some people really have seen rebellion in their heart. They've seen it in all these areas, and they have been delivered from it. And God delivered me. The only little bit left in me was from not understanding that God truly had natural authority given to an overseer until everything comes to completion, and he wants to set us free. So really hate this thing. Really see that it's not your husband's fault, that you just can get above it